two bags of grass.
75 pellets of mescaline. 5 sheets of high powered water resin.
A salt shaker half full of cocaine.
The whole galaxy of multicolored uppers, downers, screamers, lappers.
Also a quarter tequila.
A quarter rum. Case of beer. Find a raw ether.
Not that we needed all that for the trip.
Once you get locked into a serious drug collection,
the tendency is to push it as far as you can.
Panic. Crept up my spine like first rising vibes of an acid frenzy.
All these horrible realities began to dawn on me.
Here I was, alone in Las Vegas,
completely twisted on drugs.
No cash, no story for the magazine.
How would a Horatio Alger have handled this situation?
The decision to flee came suddenly.
Or maybe not.
Maybe I'd planned it all along.
Subconsciously waiting for the right moment. The bill was a factor, I think.
Because I had no money to pay for it.
Our room service tab had been running somewhere between $29 and $36 per hour.
For 48 consecutive hours. Incredible. How could it happen?
But by the time I asked this question,
there was no one around to answer.
That rotten attorney of mine, Dr. Gonzo, was gone.
He must have sensed the truth. Francisco in the middle 60s.
It was a very special time and place to be a part of.
But no explanation.
No mix of words or music or memories can touch that sense of knowing that you were there and alive. In that corner of time and the world.
There was madness in any direction.
At any hour.
It could strike sparks anywhere. There was a fantastic universal sense that whatever we were doing was right. Sense of inevitable victory over the forces of old and evil. Not in any mean or military sense.
We didn't need that. Our energy was simply prevailing.
We had all the momentum.
We were riding the crest of a high and beautiful wave. So now, less than 5 years later,
you can go up on a steep hill in Las Vegas and look left. And with the right kind of eyes,
you can almost see the high watermark. That place. Wave finally broke and rolled back.
Called the Matrix.
There I was, a natural street freak, just eating whatever came by.
I decided to
decided to get only half of the answer.
But I spilled the rest on the sleeve of our headquarters.